My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 25th of September 2009, and the time is 5:10 in the evening, and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age, and where you've come from?
My name's Joanne Brown. I'm 30 years old, and I've come from West Hallam in Derbyshire.
How long have you lived in Derbyshire for?
I've born and bred Derbyshire. I was born at Derby City Hospital, and have travelled various places. I've went to University at Sheffield and lived in Bath for a little while, but we've come back to Derbyshire because our family are there. So.
And what did you study at university?
I've got a BA Honours degree in Communication Studies from Sheffield Hallam, yes.
And what is Communication Studies?
You're going to ask me that. Actually, it almost can be whatever you want it to be. It was really wide ranging. So I did a bit of media, a bit of language and linguistics, bit of advertising, English literature, so it was a real mixed bag because obviously communication comes into sort of all those areas and things we do every day, this, that and everything, so yeah, it's a bit of everything.
And what did you do with your degree after you graduated?
Firstly, I worked at a call centre, which is when we lived in Bath, because my husband's degree was 2 years longer than mine, so I went to work down there where he finished his, which was for Virgin Mobile, which was okay. I met a lot of nice people down there and some money came in, and then we decided to move back to Derby, and I was really lucky enough to get a job at Derby Playhouse, which is the Rep Theatre. I've worked in press and marketing, and then I was deputy box office manager and loved the theatre. That was brilliant, loved that, and that used more of what I learned in my degree, and yeah, it was great.
And what are you currently doing at the moment?
Currently I'm working for a national charity called the Children's Trust, and I'm community fundraising manager for the East Midlands area. They say East Midlands, I cover like half the country, I have a huge area to cover, and basically just trying to raise the profile of the Children's Trust and raise funds for the Children's Trust. And the Children's Trust cares for children with multiple disabilities and complex health needs, and it's specialist care for children with acquired brain injuries. So some of the children might have had accidents, like a road traffic accident and got a brain injury, and some of them have had illnesses like meningitis and got a brain injury that way. So we do care and therapy, rehabilitation, and we've got a school as well, so we do education. So we look after children from all over the country, but obviously not as well known as something like the NSPCC, but hopefully this will be soon, so yeah, it's great, I love it, it's great.
And what inspired you to take a job in that national charity?
Well, I sort of fell into fundraising, I didn't really know what it was, but the job I did between the theatre and between the Children's Trust was working in a local adults hospice called Treetops, and that was just a job I took part time after I'd left the playhouse on my maternity leave, so I just didn't really know what I was doing because I had a 1-year-old to run around. I was doing this part time job, and then I just found that I was loving working there, and sort of it showed me what fundraising was, so then I wanted to work full time and look for a full time job in fundraising, so I just came across the Children's Trust, luckily enough. So.
And how are you finding the job?
Brilliant, yes. I've been there 18 months now. So, I mean, it's hard. It's very difficult because I'm trying to ask people to give money to this charity that they haven't heard of. So I sort of have to get some empathy with them to explain why it's important. We need to keep raising the money so we can keep going and give the children the care they need. And so it's exciting because it's sort of new and in a new area. Although we do have some families in the area that have used the services, so that's a big help. But yeah, I love it. It's really good. It's really good.
And you mentioned you have a husband. How long have you been married?
This year was our 5th wedding anniversary.
And do you have any children?
Yes, one, Jacob, who's 4 today.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
And just to take you to the plinth, how did you first hear about the project?
Well, I'm looking back now, I think I sort of must have seen something in the media on the telly, so I sort of knew that the people were standing on the plinth but hadn't really taken it in, and then a colleague at work, because we have a huge fundraising team, sent an email around to everybody saying, let's all apply for this and one of us might get it. And then we can sort of use it to our fundraising advantage. So I dutifully did, filled in the form, thought no more about it, didn't even really read it that much. And then wham, I've got my place out of all of us. I'm the one that got the place.
How are you feeling about it?
I can't believe it's here, actually, because it's been in my mind for so long. I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually here, because I've been watching it online, and it's quite surreal to actually be down here seeing it in the flesh, if you like. But I'm really excited about it. Quite nervous now. I wasn't. I've been fine, but...
And what are you thinking about doing with your time on the plinth?
Well, obviously I wanted to use the time to raise some awareness for the Children's Trust. So I'm going to be putting on my pyjamas before I go up there, and my dressing gown, and talking to people, hopefully, that will be listening about National Humphreys Pyjama Week, which we've got coming up on the 12th of October. So it's sort of a national incentive to get schools and nurseries involved in having like a pyjama day, and the kids just pay a couple of pounds, and it's great fun, all the money comes to our charity. So we're trying to get as many schools as we can and nurseries to sign up for it. It's great fun, it's a great way to raise money. So hopefully people might wonder why I'm wearing my pyjamas and realise and have a look on our website maybe. So yes, that's what I'm planning to do up there. Also, I'm going to try and get some people in the crowd involved, if they will. I know some people, most people will try and ignore me, but I'm going to see if we can get a game going as well, just for a bit of fun. Heads and tails game, you know, where I'll get people to, I'll have a coin, I'll toss the coin, and if they think it's heads, they put their hands on their heads, and if they think it's tails, hands on their bum, and we whittle it down until there's one winner, one person left standing there. So I'll see if anyone will play, see what mood they're in. Otherwise it'll just be my few friends playing that have come with me.
And what would you like to gain from your experience in the play?
I think I'm going to gain some confidence from it, because I think it's one of those things that if I'd actually looked at it and my friend hadn't sent the email around, I wouldn't have applied for it off my own back, I don't think. So when I realised I got a place, my first thought was fear that I actually had to go through with it. So because I've been thinking about it so much, I sort of have work myself into a place where I'm like, no, just go and do it. And I've been watching everyone else do it, and everyone's been so fab, and so hopefully I'll gain that from it. It's a fantastic little piece of history to tell Jacob about when he's a bit bigger as well. So I never have dinner party stories, so it'd be a nice thing to talk to people about. So yeah, nice little memory, I think. Hopefully.
And you mentioned that you'd worked in the theatre before and you
yes,
really, really loved it.
Yeah.
Are you passionate about the arts then?
Yeah, I loved the theatre. It's the Dog Players is great because it's a repertory theatre, so we do all of our theatre was in-house production, so you saw it from the absolute spark of an idea right through to the first night. So I think that was, any theatre's great, but theatres that just have touring productions aren't lucky enough to see it through from that stage, so... So that was, I like theatre, yes. I do like the arts anyway. It's just having time, making time to go and do things as well, isn't it? Going to art galleries or whatever. It's that making time out of your schedule to do it. But yeah, it's important. And it's something I definitely want I take him to the theatre to see the kids' shows. It's something I definitely want him to have as he's growing up as well, so.
How do you find balancing the time between your mother and your career?
It's okay. I work from home, so that has its own advantages and disadvantages. I have a little office upstairs in my house. I'm very lucky in that I can involve Jacob in a lot of what I do. So my fundraising, I can go and have a children's party, so then he can come with me. And so I'm very lucky in that I'm not out in an office or a factory for 9 hours a day and I'm not seeing him. I see him quite a lot during the day and he helps me with my job really. But it's sometimes difficult to switch off from my job. That's because I work from home. It's easy to switch the computer on or I'll just go and do this job in the evening. So it's good. It's, I think I've got a lot of advantages with the job that I do. I think I wouldn't want to not work now that Jacob's a little bit bigger as well. I think I'd be climbing the walls if I was just a full-time mum all day. I don't know how people do that.
And have you found since having Jacob that your views on life have changed at all?
Yes, I'm sure they have. I think you look at the world in a different way when you've got children, from every aspect, you know, just looking out for things that children can fall down wherever you go, or you know, that side of things. But definitely, yeah, I think you're quite conscious of things that you do, not all that, probably subconsciously really, but we make an effort to take him out places and do new things, and sort of you're trying to shape, not shape, that's probably the wrong word, but trying to sort of give him experiences which you hope will make him grow into a nice person, hopefully. So yeah, I think your priorities shift, definitely, because I couldn't just pack up a bag and go travelling around the world now if I wanted to. I'd have to take him with me. But yeah, I guess outlook is quite different, yeah.
And how did you first meet your husband?
Oh no! We met when we were 18, and through mutual friends, because Matt was at Bath Uni and I was at Sheffield. It was our first year and we were all just back for Christmas, and the people he went to school with, I went to college with, so we had this circle of mutual friends, and we'd just all gone out one evening at Christmas, and we met outside a kebab shop. How lovely is that? And he had a big plate of chips with cheese on them, cheesy chips, and I was like, oh, I'd never seen them before, and I was, that was it, that was the start of our conversation. I was like, what's that, cheesy chips? So it's a bit random, and it went from there really. We just kept in touch, and obviously we had a long distance relationship because I was in Sheffield and he was in Bath, so it was a good few hours drive, and we saw each other every couple of weeks, so yeah, but we stuck through it, so here we are now.
And how did you find being married?
Good. I shouldn't have said for so long then, should I? No, great. Yeah, getting married was great. It was just, we were sort of the first in our friends to get married, really. And so a lot of our friends are getting married now. And we do sometimes, I think we were 24 when we got married. 24, 25. And it was probably more instigated by me. It was just, I don't know if it's sort of one of those age things. I was like, right, we're getting married. And we had a very low-key wedding, and it was unfortunate at the time. One of the big factors was that my mum was very poorly, so we sort of got the wedding to sort of get people together, and before my mum passed away, unfortunately, she didn't quite make it to the wedding, which was a shame, but it was a thing to keep all the family going as well, which was nice. And gives people, you know, a little light at the end of the tunnel to look forward to. But we said if we weren't married, we wouldn't get married now, which is quite probably a strange thing to say. But I think we're quite secure in who we are, so it doesn't affect our relationship. I think we're quite happy as things are. But I always wanted to be married before we had children. Just one of those things, isn't it? Just so that we all had like the same name, which is rather a strange thing, isn't it, really? But yeah, I can't remember what your question was now.
essentially,
I don't know if I've answered it.
Do you feel that marriage has changed you?
I think it's changed other people's perception of me, because I'm a Mrs. Even on paper, I think other people perhaps see me differently when I say it. If I'm on the phone, I say it's Mrs. Brown. I just feel it has a little bit more weight. I feel like a grown up. So, yeah, I think it probably has changed me. Yes, but I don't know, are those changes just come with getting older rather than being married? I don't know.
And has turning 30 changed your life view at all?
Yes. Oh, honestly, I've joined the gym, which is the one thing I never thought I would ever do, is join a gym. I know. I was like turning 30. It was like a switch. I did feel old all of a sudden. I know a lot of people feel like great when they turn 30, but I just felt quite old. And I don't know. It just seemed like all of a sudden I was, everything was going. So I was like, right, I'm gonna join a gym and actually lose a bit of weight, which is going okay. But I've only been going for about 6 weeks now. But yeah, I think I probably sort of evaluated where we were with things. Because you suddenly think, gosh, it could be like half your life with 30, couldn't it? And I don't think you think that so much. I mean, I have done a lot of things that I would want to do, like having a child and getting married, and I'm happy with my job, so I can tick a lot of things. But yeah, I think with things like holidays and just trying to do those, get the things done that we always say we'll do, do them rather than just saying it. So yeah, I think outlook's changed quite a bit since turning 30.
What would you like most like to do if you had the chance?
If I could do anything, we would like to go around Australia. Yeah, which is probably an obvious thing to say. As a family, we'd like to sort of go and spend a good few weeks there. That'd be nice. Yeah, well, I get the opportunity to do sort of challenges abroad at work, but as an individual. So the next one coming up is a trek to Vietnam in February. So I was giving that serious consideration, but it's sort of 10 days that I'd be away for, so I can't. I've decided not to do that at this moment in time, because Jake's quite little still, so yeah, but a family trek would be fine, that'd be good.
And obviously, Jacob being just four today, what would you like the future to hold for him?
Oh gosh, that's a biggie, isn't it? I just genuinely want him to be happy, whatever he does. We don't know what he'll end up doing, but I think he'll probably be quite a confident person, confident enough to make his own mind up about what he does, and hopefully we'll just support him, because I've obviously, with working in the theatre and my experiences are more arty, and my husband's an engineer, so he's very mathematical, so he's got quite a good mix of skills. Hopefully, I think he's heading more towards engineer at the minute, but just hopefully he'll have the confidence to do what he wants to do, hopefully. I think we both would like him to go to university, because I think we would both think that's given us a good advantage in life, is having our degrees has helped us to get the jobs we want to do. So hopefully he'll want to have an education, but if he wanted to travel around the world, hopefully we would support him as well. So yeah.
And just outside of work and family, what are your interests?
I go to the gym. oh gosh, I've just stumped me. I was talking about this with my friend who I go to the gym with, because I was talking about the plinth, and I was saying, I actually don't have any skills. Like, I can't play musical instruments or juggle. And we were trying to convince ourselves that we were interesting. I don't know. I have quite a busy social life. I don't go and do anything specific, like I don't go to the theatre every Thursday or anything like that sort of specific, but I try and just see my friends in the evening and sort of be quite sociable. So I sound boring, don't I? I can't think of anything specifically that I do. By the time Jacob's gone to bed and we've had tea and I've gone to the gym, there's not much time left.
So what would you say is most important in your life?
Most important
in your life at this moment in time?
My husband and my child, I would say, is the most important thing. Yeah, and their welfare, really.
And just one final question.
Okay.
As you know, this project's sort of about trying to get a portrayal of modern Britain. So
yeah.
I'm going to ask if you can to sort of paint a picture of yourself at this moment in your life.
Paint a picture of where I...
Where you are at the moment. Not in terms of location here exactly, that's where you are generally in life, emotionally.
Okay, I'm in an okay place. I'm not at a point where it's a major turning road in my life or anything, so I'm just trundling along, really. As I said, I've sort of done a lot of the things that, got married, had a child, got a house, got a mortgage to pay, so it's sort of at a place where we're trundling along to financially support all these things that we've already done. And I'm really happy with my job, so I'm looking to just build on that job rather than rather than look at going somewhere else with my career at the moment. So it's just sort of, I think for the next couple of years, just carrying on where I am actually at the moment.